This is Standing Watch. And now, evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Demonism in the United States is on the rise. More and more people are getting involved in activities which they should stay away from. And unfortunately, in the mass media here in the United States, not much is being reported about it. But The Telegraph in Great Britain just published an article on September 26th. And I'd like to read a little bit from this article, because first of all, it tells you about the activities. Unfortunately, it also tells you about terrible ways how exorcists, quote unquote, are trying to deal with those phenomena. The article says that in the US, over the last decade, television shows depicting possession, as well as books and films about exorcism and the supernatural, have proliferated in the cultural mainstream. And I have to totally agree with this. I was absolutely shocked when I came to the United States in 1981. And already at that point, I saw all these terrible, demonic movies being shown on public television, something which was not the case in Germany, where I grew up. Of course, today, unfortunately, it's all the same. The article goes on to say, reliance on pagan activities can create a situation in which evil is invited in, observes a quote-unquote Roman Catholic exorcists. In his experience, the most common occult activity is using a Ouija board to summon the dead. Evil can be invited in directly or indirectly. A lot of people have contacted me, this guy is saying, and said something like, we were playing with a Ouija board, and all of a sudden our friend started speaking in this crazy language that we did not understand. And strange things started happening, things moving in the house. Now, many may laugh at that, many may scoff at that, many may say, oh, this is just ridiculous. I have talked to people who have confirmed that these things were happening. And so the warning is there. But the article goes on to say that other pagan activities could include seances and mediums, casting spells and curses through witches and warlocks, and worshipping Satan and other demons. And so some believe that such activities are in full force in the United States, and I absolutely agree with that. Now, it is interesting that on September 27, a brief article was published by Fox 12 Oregon. And this is what this article said. A local satanic group just got the go-ahead to hold an after-school program at Sacramento Elementary School in the Park Rose School District. Organizers say their goal is not to encourage devil worship, but to offer children an alternative to a Christian group that also meets there. You see, my friends, how these satanic groups are trying to influence your children? You as a parent must be extremely careful, and you should be aware of what your children are doing in school, after school, in their free time. What activities are they engaged in? Now, the article in The Telegraph goes on to explain Roman Catholic exorcism and the ideology behind it. And if you listen carefully, you will see how much this plays into the hands of Satan and his demons. It says in here that in a Catholic exorcist's experience, a possessed person always has a tribe of demons, not just one. Biblically speaking, that is not correct. You cannot make that claim. It goes on to say that sometimes not just demons, but the disembodied spirits of dead human souls are attached to the afflicted person as well. Dead souls will always reveal their names when asked, and that is one way to differentiate them from demons. That is a quote-unquote satanic deception. That is something which is totally wrong, because let me just tell you, my friends, when a person dies, a person is dead. The person is in the grave without any consciousness, awaiting the resurrection from the dead. There are no ghosts, no disembodied spirits. When somebody has a quote-unquote encounter with those quote-unquote disembodied spirits, he is dealing with a demon. A demon trying to impersonate a loved one. That is why it's so extremely dangerous to go to mediums or to participate in seances and try to make contact with disembodied spirits. In other words, the idea of a ghost of a loved one who has quote-unquote passed away. If you do this, you are getting involved with demon activity, and so many people in the United States are doing it without knowing what they are getting engaged in. The terrible festival of Halloween is all based on this idea that disembodied spirits, ghosts of loved ones, will come back to talk to you, to deal with you. It's a horrible festival, and you, if you are a parent, don't let your children participate in it in any way, whether it's in school, whether it's on the streets with trick-or-treat or whatever it may be, parties and so on. Don't let them do it, because you are, in a sense, allowing them to get involved in demonic activity. Now, this article here goes on to say that most of the time, a demon's goal is to take the person to hell that they are attached to. There isn't anything like hell the way the Roman Catholic Church and the Protestant Church and many other churches teach. The Bible doesn't make that claim. There is no hell in which, at this point, demons are. The only time the word hell is used in reference to demons has to do with a condition. It has nothing to do with a place. And you do talk about Gehenna fire, the lake of fire, but at this point, the demons are not in it yet. And of course, most certainly, human souls, quote-unquote, are not being tortured in the hellfire. Human souls are the humans who have died. The soul is a human being. The human being is a soul. They are dead. They're not being tortured anywhere. They're in their graves awaiting the resurrection from the dead. All this is a wrong concept. But this concept is allowing the false idea of, quote-unquote, Roman Catholic exorcism. It gets even worse. The article says, the rite of exorcism is conducted in Latin, the most hated language to demons. Where in the world do we get that from? Where in the world does the Bible say that Latin is the language which is most hated by demons? That's complete superstition. It goes on to say that one of the particular exorcist's most difficult cases was a man who had been the subject of multiple curses and occult activity while still in his mother's womb. That is complete nonsense, but it is also very indicative of false ideologies and false mythologies. It goes on to say that according to church doctrine, Catholic church doctrine that is, until a person reaches the age of 7, he cannot exercise free will. Meaning he is completely and totally a helpless victim to demons. Terrible, wrong teaching. And that is where children, whether they are under 7 or over 7, must be supervised by parents. They must teach them not to in any way get involved in this kind of stuff, because they most certainly do have free will. And the idea like they don't is wrong. The article also says that the exorcism process takes a minimum of 6 months. Nothing in the Bible would suggest that. In fact, when you read about Paul or Peter or Jesus exorcising a demon, casting out a demon, which is a much better word, it happened right there on the spot. There is no 6 months preparation for this kind of thing. So all of this is just nonsense. But people believe it, and people look for quote-unquote Roman Catholic exorcists or other exorcists engaging in all kinds of hocus-pocus and thereby being deceived and deceiving others. My friends, you need to know what the Bible has to say about these things. Now, I've said a lot of things today, and I have booklets to give to you. They are free of charge to back up what I said. Back it up from Scripture, not based on human ideas and traditions and paganism and demonic activities. Angels, demons, and the spirit world tells you from the Bible what demons are doing today, how they are deceiving the people, how the masses of the people are following their ideas without knowing it. Most in the United States have no clue as to who and what demons really are, where they came from, what they are doing today, what their goal is. And another booklet, The Mysteries of the Book of Revelation, which goes in depth into the teachings, especially in the Book of Revelations, telling you what's going to happen to a person when he or she dies, telling you about heaven and hell, telling you about the fact that there is no such hell fire, telling you about the fact that there are no disembodied spirits floating around when a loved one has died. All of this is paganism. At its core, it's wrong. It is totally contradicted by the Bible. You have to make a decision. You have a choice. Do you want to believe what the Bible says, or do you want to continue believing in what false doctrines of man-made organizations are telling you? Are you believing God more than man? Are you obeying God more than man? God is asking you to follow Him and to do away with the traditions of men. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.